Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. You know, each and every one of us has little difficulties that we have to deal with and that we go through. And, you know, sometimes some of us need a lot of help. Sometimes some of us need a little help. Sometimes some of us look towards friends, families, others, other professionals, things along that nature. Mostly, I guess, in the beginning, it's you try to find a way to fix it on your own. Or you try to find a way to get things to work out to the best of your ability. And sometimes that doesn't work. But in essence, everybody, eventually, no matter who you are, needs a helping hand, be it that, you know, you may be short on funds or, you know, you need to maybe look at some of your networks and your network and use some networking to get you where you need to be or whatever it is that's actually going on in your life and the things that you need to do to move you forward so that you can get to the level of success that you're looking for or find an answer that you're looking for. You know, or in some cases, just have somebody to talk to. You know, there's a number of different areas in which sometimes each and every one of us on occasion needs help. And for all you guys out there, what I'd like you to know is that there's always somebody out there that can help you. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with you reaching out to someone and saying, hey, you know, things aren't quite the way that I'd like them to be here, or things aren't quite going the way that I'd like them to be there. And you know, you just go from there and decide on how you're going to deal with it or handle it. So, you know, one of the weaknesses of a lot of people and some men is that we don't step forward and let somebody know when we need help. However, there's also something about the people that are in your circle and the people that can help you also being willing to help. You know, you always hear these stories about people talking about how, oh, well, you know, if I'd have only known. You know, and that's a really interesting little thing there, because I know a lot of people, even if you knew, you weren't going to do anything. So for all of those people out there that are constantly talking about, you know, I wish I'd have only known, or I just saw him or her the other day, and you know, unfortunately, they didn't tell me because if I'd have known, I'd have said something. Well, for you guys, here's my most honest and most truthful, and yes, this is from Zurian of The Zurian Show, opinion. You need to drop dead and stop lying. Because if you'd have known, you wouldn't have done anything, just like you didn't do anything. If you'd have paid attention to some of those people, then guess what? Then maybe the fate that they ended up taking, maybe the choices that they ended up making, they wouldn't have made because they would have realized from your genuine, truthful intentions, not the noise that comes out of your mouth just to satisfy your eardrums, but if you had been the real human being that you claim to be, if you had been the real person that you claim to be, then that person probably wouldn't be in the straits that they're in. And in some cases, those straits could be no longer with us. Why? Because the people that should have stepped up, the people who should have spoken up for them, the people who should have stepped to their aid just weren't there. So today's show really isn't about that. What today's show is about is it's about truth. It's about honor. It's about honesty. It's about you being the true, legitimate person that your real friends and your real and the real people that you supposedly care about needs to get to know a little better and stop passing the buck to somebody else. You know, you constantly hear people say, well, you know, I've got my own problems and I've got other things going on in my life and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? So does every other human being on the planet. All right? It doesn't matter that you're a multimillionaire or what have you, because guess what? Multimillionaires have issues too. Now, mind you, their issues may not be finances, but their issues are still real issues to them. Now, again, for all of you that ain't got millions of dollars, I'm with you. At this point in my life, I don't possess millions of dollars. So having millions of dollars would definitely be helpful, because then one of the major problems that occurs for most people like myself is the lack of actually having those types of resources wouldn't be a problem. However, again, I am not one of those people that has megabucks. You know, I don't have millions of dollars and would love to have millions of dollars so that that one area of a problem wouldn't be a problem. But this show today is really about, again, truth. It's about honesty. It's about you being the person that you, let's say, portray yourself to be. Because there's a lot of people out there that front, fake it, aren't real, aren't legitimate, aren't people that are truly going to do what they're supposed to do, but want people to believe that they are the people that are going to do those things. And that's really a sad thing. Why? Because you've got people that are really believing in you. You've got people that are really thinking that you're the person that they can go to for help. And I'm not talking about that person that every day they talk, there's a problem. Every time they open their mouth, it's them, 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 them. I'm talking about a person that's really there for the people that are around you and the people that you supposedly care about. So, today's show, as I said, is about trust. It's about integrity. It's about character. It's about honor. It's about you being a real person, a real guy and a real girl. Understanding that you can't fix everybody's problems, but there's people out there who you could extend a hand to that would greatly appreciate it, and it would be worth it to you. You know, it always really interests me, all of the people that go, well, I'll never do that again. Well, I loaned somebody 10 years ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago, and I didn't get it back, so I'm not going to do that again. Well, let's be honest. Who did you loan it to? Did you loan it to somebody that you really already knew wasn't going to give it back to you? Did you loan it to somebody that you knew situation wasn't going to change? Or did you loan it to somebody that's always been an upfront stand-up gal or a stand-up guy? You know, there's an old saying, and it says success leaves clues. Well, guess what? Not everybody's going to be rich. Not everybody's going to be famous. And not everybody is a person of integrity. Not everybody is a person that's going to say what they do and do what they say. And most of the times, before you extended your hand to that person, you already knew that. You already knew what type of person that you were dealing with. You already knew what type of person you were talking to. For all of you guys out there that, instead of you just going ahead and going on, as we say, faith, and extending a courtesy to someone, extending a privilege to someone, what do? You throw out little tests. Because your situation is so perfect, and you're such a super amazing person, and life has worked out for you, now you feel in your mind that you're of the level to where you can now give other people tests so that you can grade them on whether you're going to help them or not, or you're going to assist them or not. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is my words, nobody else's. There's a place in hell for you. Why? Because some people just fall into bad times. Some things just don't work out. You know, it was really interesting. I was reading several books. I try to read at least 2 to 4 books every month. And I read a lot of business books and a lot of books about, you know, people's stories, people who have succeeded, people who have moved on to the next level. And what I thought was really interesting was they were talking about Stephen Covey I believe it was Stephen Covey, and they were also talking about another group that Stephen Covey partnered with. And I'm not sure who it was, but it was another, you know, huge, as far as having a lot of money, having a lot of network, having a lot of access, it was another huge group. And the interesting thing about their agreement was what these two companies did, kind of like Microsoft and Apple. What these two companies did was they fought back and forth, or these people fought back and forth, and then one day they actually stopped for a second to actually listen, to actually pay attention to what was going on. And in this processes of them stopping and actually speaking with each other and dealing with each other as human beings, and mind you, these are, we're talking millions of dollars here. We're not talking, you know, $20 or $1,000 or $20,000. We're talking about them negotiating deals that are multi-million dollar deals. In some cases, could be billion-dollar deals. And the interesting thing was is that when the guys got together or the ladies got together, whoever it was that was doing the negotiating, they sat down and looked at what their problems were, looked at what their disagreements were, looked at their disconnect, so to speak, and they decided that they were wasting a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money fighting over things that really weren't that serious. So what ended up happening was they ended up working out multi-million dollar deals, multi-million dollar agreements from a handshake, which I thought was totally insane. But their mindset was, hey, I'm offering this person, I'm offering this company the opportunity to partner with me and make not just $1 million, but millions and millions and millions of dollars. And not just one time, but to do it again and again and again, knowing that not everything is perfect, and that sometimes things fall to the wayside, and sometimes it's out of everybody's control. However, these mega millionaire people were able to basically work out an agreement that was based off of a handshake. And then after they made the handshake, then their lawyers came in. And the lawyers are all arguing the fact that, hey, that's not really a good deal, and we could get this much and we could get that much. But the human beings in the process came to the conclusion of, I trust this person. I believe in this person. I want to give this person a chance. I want to give this person an opportunity to shine and to prove to me and for me to prove to myself that I can trust my fellow man and trust my fellow woman. And I thought that that was just amazing, because most people, the other 97%, so to speak, would not have done that. Why? Because they don't want to get gypped out of a nickel. They don't want to get gypped out of a dime. They want to make sure that they get every penny. And what ends up happening is in the end, they end up destroying the relationships that they could have had, because instead of them focusing on the things that were important, which are the relationships, they focus on other things. I can tell you right now, there are people in my personal life that have not helped me make millions of dollars, have not helped me to do, you know, amazingly fantastic things as of yet in my lifetime, but people who have extended levels of trust, levels of faith, and levels of belief in me, that when my time comes, when a phenomenal opportunity presents itself, or just a good, okay opportunity presents itself, I'm going to share it with those people whether I'm going to win something or not. Why? Because I value their friendship. I value their communication. I value their time. I value their input. I value them. You know, ladies and gentlemen, they talk about what you have a degree in and what you don't have a degree in. Yet most business success is not based off of what you have in your head or what you have in your desk drawer as far as your certifications, degrees, things like that. What's most people's business success based off of? Based off of relationships. It's based off of proper communication. You know, it's really amazing how most of us have stepped away from being able to deal with human beings, our fellow human beings, like human beings. We've become so mechanical and so calculating in the things that we do that we no longer walk with faith. We no longer stand with honor. We no longer are people of character. We are more like characters. We are more like the cartoons in which we watch or our children watch on TV. So my challenge to everybody that's out there is, what games are you playing? Who are you alienating? Who are you testing like you actually have some right to test somebody? Who are you not extending your hand to help because they may not be of your substance or they may not be of your status or they may not be of your caliber? And who proclaimed you as being a person that has any character? It can't be the fact that you have money. Why? Because ignorant and stupid people have money. Brilliant and smart people have money. It can't be education because there's people that can't write a lick that have bachelor's and doctorate's degrees. So it can't be that. It can't be your looks because there's people that are beautiful on the outside and ugly on the inside and people that are, as they say, air quotes, ugly on the outside and beautiful on the inside. So it can't be those things. Position is fleeting. So can it be your position? Can it be your title or your status? Because tomorrow you could be the president of a company, as we've seen many of large CEOs. They started the company from scratch. They built it to a multi-billion dollar entity. And then some board of directors comes in and goes, hey, you're no longer the chairman. You're no longer the president. You're no longer whatever. Why? Because we voted you out. I believe that happened to Apple, didn't it? Yes, it did. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we actually have faith in the sense of what we hold as being valuable, is it really valuable? Is it really something to hold on to? Is it really something to claim? All I'm asking every person that's listening today, doesn't matter when you're listening, what time, what day, what year, is look in the mirror. Are you a person that can honestly say that you are walking with trust, with belief, with honor, that you are extending services to those that need the help? You know, it's kind of funny. Somebody said something a long time ago, and they said, you know, the weirdest thing about a bank is that a bank only wants to give money to people that don't need the money. Very true, isn't it? Well, if you've got all of the access and you know somebody that's actually going to do what they do, and do it to the best of their ability, isn't that the person that you want to partner with? Isn't that the person that you want to get behind? That person that's going to truly be in your corner from that day forward? Somebody that's going to be a true confidant? Not somebody that's got nothing to lose, but somebody that's got so much at stake that they're going to do every single thing in their power to not only pay you back, but to help you succeed and succeed and succeed, even after you may not even deserve that person to be trying to help you anymore. Or do you want somebody that you're just another cog? You're just another name. You're just another person on the list who's in a certain position. Life is about a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen, but I truly think that most of us are missing what life is truly about, the reason that we're actually here. We're all here to be of service. You know, some of the people that are more of a stronger religious belief may not agree with this, but man is here for man. All right? If you're religious, should you honor your God and all of that stuff? Yes, you should. But man is here for man. And man is given things and helped through who? So even if you are a person that's that's very religious. Please excuse that last one. Even if you are a person that's very religious, who does your God work through? Your God works through your fellow man, your fellow woman. So if you're not extending your hand, then that means you're not extending your worth, your wealth, your services, your abilities. You're not doing what you profess to do every time that you go to your church, your mosque, your temple, whatever it is that you do. You know, there's a lady, I love her heart. She always says this, faith without works is dead. And I have to agree with her. How many of you right now know somebody that can help somebody else, but you're not sharing that information? How many of you could take a little bit of time out of your busy schedule and make a contact with somebody that could mean the world to them, that could help them to feed their family, that could help them to be able to pay their bills, that could help them to stay in their house, that could help them to put food in their refrigerator, that could help them to have heat in their house, or AC if the AC is out? How many people that are listening to the sound of my voice right now know other people that could either help you or that you could help, yet you won't lift a finger? You won't say a word. You won't extend your abilities and your services to them. Not everybody's got a lot of money. We know that. But you have something even more precious. You have yourself. Not everybody's got a whole lot of resources. But you don't have a lot of resources compared to what? You don't have a lot of resources compared to who? How many people have come up with some crazy reason why they shouldn't do something instead of looking at all the reasons that they should? How many of you listening right now have everything that you need, but you want more and you refuse to share what you already have with the world around you? How many organizations, societies, individuals? You know, they were talking one day about Enron and how these guys were trying to one up each other. You know, they had, you know, X amount of million-dollar houses. They had X amount of money in the bank. They had X amount of cars. They had X amount of different things that they had, paintings that they never even unwrapped, you know, gifts that never came out of the package. But everything was a contest. Everything was them trying to one-up the next person. How many of them took some of those ill-gotten gains, so to speak, and used them to be of service, to help their fellow man or fellow woman? And even if you don't have millions of dollars, how many of you are in that same position? You know, I was talking with my wife one day, and we were looking at some wedding gifts that we never, ever opened. We opened them as far as looking at the packages, but we never actually used them. How many of you have something that a college kid could use and you could gladly turn it over to them and it would help them to help take care of their dorm room, okay, so that they would have utensils, pots, things like that, but it's just sitting there because you're waiting for some special event to use them. How many of you know a family that's truly in need, and if you gave them $1,000, $10,000, it would mean the world to them? How many of you that already have millions of dollars, more money than you can ever spend, are hoarding it, and you're never going to spend that money, and you're never going to do anything with it? Well, guess what it would mean to a family that's struggling, and guess how much you would be endeared in their hearts? Is everybody always going to appreciate what you do? No. But most of the people that aren't going to appreciate the things that you do for them, we're never going to appreciate the things that you do for them. So why are you doing them? Most of the people that have screwed you over, so to speak, they're people that would have screwed you over regardless. Most of the people that still want more, 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 more are the people that always want more, 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 more. So we come back to that same serious yet reoccurring question. If you're not going to help somebody, then why are you here? If you had the right to evaluate whether somebody deserves something or doesn't deserve something, here's my question. Do you truly deserve what you have? Now, I don't know. It's not in my heart to know what you've done and what you haven't done. It's not in my heart to know what you suffered and what you haven't suffered. But I can tell you right now, there's 10,000 people that have suffered more than me. There's 10 million people that have been through more than me. But there's also millions of people that have been through nothing and have everything. There's millions of people that are never going to be satisfied and never going to be thankful. You just don't choose them to help. because they're never going to be thankful. They're never going to be appreciative. They're not the people that you need to be helping. You know, it always kind of gets me when we talk about different countries going to different places and helping people. Yet in some of those same countries, they won't help each other. Some of those same people that do charitable donations to third world countries, they won't do a charitable donation to the person that lives across the street from them. They think one of the reasons is they don't even know that person. They say hi, they wave in their cars, and they give them a smile, but in reality, they don't know that person. And they're not trying to know that person. They're not trying to create a relationship. They're not trying to communicate with that person. What are their reasons? I cannot even begin to tell you, and I'm not them. What's their prejudices? I have no idea. Again, I'm not them. I can only speak for me. All I can tell you is I don't want to die wishing that I had been the person that I could have been. Or as someone said once before, I don't want to die wishing that I had been the person I never was. I want to be the best me that I can be. Understanding that that's a process that will never stop being a process. Knowing that each day in my life, I'm going to grow and hopefully grow better and hopefully grow wiser and hopefully learn not only from my mistakes, but from the mistakes of others around me as I try to improve my overall self. My thing today, ladies and gentlemen, is what are you doing to become the best you that you can ever be? What are you doing to be the person that you could have been but never was? And I'm talking about in a positive mindset. We're not talking about the negativity. We're not talking about the drama. We're not talking about the gossip. We're not talking about the he said, she said. We're talking about each one of us, you and me, being the best people that we can be and doing everything that we can do for those around us. And not doing it because we're expecting a thank you. Not doing it because we're expecting someone to give us something. Not doing it because we're expecting a pat on the back. But doing it because we would truly want somebody to do it for us. Again, life is an interesting adventure. Yet most of us refuse to actually live. We refuse to actually explore. We refuse to take it to the next level. We refuse to be all that we can be. We refuse to take the challenge and welcome it. We refuse to learn from the things around us. We'd rather sit in front of the television and listen to the negative Neds and negative Nellies tell us a whole bunch of garbage that's just that, a whole bunch of garbage, and then complain when we find out that that garbage wasn't true. We'd rather extend our services to people that don't care for us and don't and will never will. So today's show, again, is about truth. It's about honor. It's about character. And it's about taking action. Today, right now, be the best person that you can be. Stop evaluating everybody else. See things as they are and then take action. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you. I hope that this show touched somebody and reaches somebody that actually needs to hear it. And if that somebody is you, again, look in the mirror. Not what you want to see. What do you really see? Are you the person that you truly want to be? And are you doing the things to prove that every day of your life? Again, in the upper left-hand corner of the show, if you like the show, please follow. And if you know anybody else that the show would be meaningful for, please share the show. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, God bless, and we wish you every success.